The cost of living keeps going up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The government said today prices at the consumer level continue to rise slightly. But is the 0.4% increase in the consumer price index enough to make anyone nervous about inflation, which, by the way, is at its highest level in 2.5 years? Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch. She's with us live, as she is every Friday, from New York. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So what do these incremental rises month after month tell us about inflation?
Well, we know that prices are up. They're up 3.2% from a year ago. Part of that increase is healthy. The economy is growing again. It's part of what the Fed wanted to do to kind of get inflation cooking because they were scared of deflation. But as we know, part of that, probably half of it, is because of gas prices.
And healthy, you say. But what about wages? Are people making more money to match?
Well, I think that's the painful part of this report, because while prices are rising, wages aren't moving that much. In fact, that employment report last week told us average hourly earnings were only up 1.9% over the last year. So we made 1.9% more, but things are up by 3.2%. That's why consumers are hurting.
Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Great to be with you.
A tale of two entitlements now. The Social Security and Medicare Board of Trustees will come out with its annual report today. The last report from the trustees said Medicare would be insolvent by 2029, and Social Security would be out of money just a few years after that. Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports from the health desk at WHYY. The two programs are very different from one another.
Medicare and Social Security seem to work the same. You pay now and get the benefit later. But there's a big difference, says health economist Stuart Altman.
The difference is Social Security only guarantees a certain amount of money. Medicare, on the other hand, commits to providing all the health care that is covered in the Medicare benefit package.
So while Social Security checks have to keep up with inflation, Medicare has to cover inflation plus the rising cost of health care. Gene Sturley with the Urban Institute has written several books on Social Security. He says, take a married couple with average wages retiring today.
They would have Social Security benefits that roughly equal the taxes they paid. But in Medicare, they're still going to be getting about 3 times the benefits relative to the taxes that they paid.
3 times? That's an incredible deal.
Yeah, that's been an incredible deal.
And depending on how the politics works out, it might be one of those limited-time-only deals. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher around the world right now. European shares are up 0.5% to about 1%. Oil prices are hovering about 100 bucks a barrel. European economies are reporting a rebound today. Germany said its gross domestic product rose 1.5% in the first quarter. France's GDP is up 0.5%. Even bailed out Greece showed a little growth. Profit rose by 25% at upscale department store Nordstrom, but it lowered its outlook. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow gained about 65 points, 0.5% or more, to end the day at 12,695.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained agents committed to small business success on the web at farmers.com.
On Monday, former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski will join representatives from Symantec and McAfee at a roundtable on cybersecurity in small business. Well, you might think only big companies are susceptible to cyber attacks, but Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe is here to tell us otherwise. Good morning, John.
Hey, Steve.
I can't help but think about Sony, which took a big PR hit with their hacks and the breach of their systems there. What happens with smaller businesses, John?
Well, a security breach for a small business isn't going to show up in the newspaper the way it did for Sony, but it definitely shows up at the bank. The FCC is saying that each cyber attack costs a small or mid-sized business an average of $200,000, which if you're a small business, you know, that's not exactly coins in your penny jar.
It's a lot of money, yeah.
A recent report that I read said 85% of all businesses have had some type of security breach. So it's a huge problem, and it seems to be just getting worse.
And what can business owners do to I don't know, avoid getting hit by these cyber thieves?
Pray, hope, hold on to something.
Is that
stable.
It, really?
You know, the problem is that the attacks are getting more sophisticated. The defenses are getting more sophisticated, although they're having a hard time because they're just reacting to the attacks. You know, we talked to the FCC about this. They said they're going to be offering some partnerships for small businesses to be a part of, some consultancies, some networks that they can kind of tap into to get expertise. But make no mistake, there's a huge war going on right now, and it's not just the big companies that are being hit. It's everybody.
And what about you and I? What can we do to keep an eye on all this?
I keep looking for this hopeful note to bring to the interview, Steve, and I really wish I could bring a more
hopeful
note.
You're kind of Debbie Downer today, John.
I'm trying my best. But, you know, it's best to use a different password everywhere you go. Change those passwords all the time. Keep your antivirus software updated. Common sense stuff. But really, the best thing you can do, Steve, is to never take the approach of, well, it's never going to happen to me. It's likely already happened at a place you do business with.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, her hat made such a splash at William and Kate's royal wedding that Princess Beatrice of York is auctioning it off on eBay for charity. The blush-colored bonnet that stands at least a foot tall and resembles a ribbon and bow is bidding now at more than $8,500. The hat also has a Facebook page, by the way, with more than 138,000 likes. Just the hat. We have links to those pages, by the way, and pictures of the odd topper at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
A question for you metrosexuals out there. The last time you bought a suit, did you happen to think Bradley Cooper?
So they're trying to walk him over to the other department and say, gee, did you see the movie Hangover? Did you see what all the guys wore? Don't you want to look like them?
I'm Kai Rizdahl, and oh, what I wouldn't say to sell you this tuxedo. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.